The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 25th, 1977, in Jagannath Puri, India.
By seeing all mango, you cannot understand what quality it is. But you have to touch with your tongue. Therefore, in chemical laboratory, the characteristics are there. This is the color, this is the taste, this is the reaction. So you have to gather experience like that. Not by simply seeing. That I gave the example. Now, take one egg. What is there? Some white and some yellow substance. So you make one egg, white and yellow, and bring rice. So what is it for us? You have seen. A small egg. Take a small egg. The covering from celluloid. Within some white substance, some yellow substance, or make further analysis and give some chemicals of the same taste, same color, same characteristic, numbing like. But the same thing you put under the feather of the chicken, within 5 days it will bring like. So what is the credit of this rascal doctor's DSC? That small chicken is better than this DSC. Why don't you see? Practical.
The chicken is simply sitting in here.
It's meaning like. What is the answer of this rascal scientist?
No good answer. Bluff.
Challenge them like that. The first of all, do it. You are less than a chicken. Why you are claiming so much honor? We treat you, you are a pig. You are less important than the chicken. Prove that you have got some power. Then claim that you are a scientist. Is that argument all right? Or is it counter argument?
The same man would accept. The same man would accept.
Well, all that's
the same, they say anything.
They do not know anything, it's still their claim is very high for you.
I heard one scientist on the airplane. There was three scientists sitting behind me. And they were speaking that they hope they are living in the year 2000. This one man said, I become so excited when I think how advanced we will be in the year 2000 that I just hope I do not die before then. Because I want to see how everything will be then. By then they think they will be doing this, creating life.
That any insane man can say. Any crazy man can say. Does no future have a present? You are rascal, you are believing in the future. We are not so rascal. Because in the past you could not do, there is no history. In the present you cannot do. So how shall I believe that in the future you do? So any rascal promises like that. So we take you as a rascal.
What about our promise in the future also that you go to Krishna in the future?
We have a proof. Krishna says, we believe in Krishna. You believe in some rascal, we believe in Krishna. That is the difference. Krishna says, taktadiham punajjanmanayati māve. I believe that. We have got evidence. You have no evidence. You are simply suggesting in future you believe. But we have one evidence.
Sometimes they ask, show us somebody who's come. Show us someone who has come from there.
Many.
We don't find anything.
Many. Many. This is the sastra. You are formerly like this, now you have become this. And many.
So that's in the shastra. They say now we
want. That shastra is the proof. Our proof is shastra. Your proof is shastra. Did you go to the moon planet? I don't believe in newspaper. Are you wrong?
No.
Then if you can believe in newspaper, I cannot believe in the Ved Vedanta.
One man has come.
You are not that. You are not true. The one man you believe was true.
But we saw the television.
No, television could not show that. You can arrange in the laboratory such television. Cheat others, and you have done it. But anyway, television or man or newspaper, you believe on others. You are not personally gone. But you believe some authority. You believe some authority. That's why it's different. You take newspaper as authority. We take Vedic literature as authority. Where is the difference? You are personally not gone. How do you believe? The fancy is that you believe somebody, we believe somebody. I asked this question to Professor Potap that you believe Lenin, we believe Krishna. Then what is the difference between the two others? Now it is to be judged whether Lenin is all right or Krishna is all right. That is another. But if the principle is there, you believe in Lenin, we believe in Krishna. The process is the same. Where is your improvement?
They say that theirs can be shown not just to a disciple, but to the whole world in general, not just...
Nobody believes in Lenin. Then there would have never learned communism. You believe, it's exact. Then why there are two parties? You are not all in all. That is going on everywhere. How you can say that you are correct, I am not correct? The process is the same. Therefore Vivekananda has compromised. Everyone is correct. That's about it. There is no quarrel.
And then they accuse us of being fanatical.
You are fanatical. Why do you believe in Lenin? You are fanatical in our eyes. You are worse than fanatical. Because we have got great other authorities. They believe Krishna is God. You have created a section recently, but we have got evidences from thousands and thousands of years ago, authorities believing in Krishna. Our literature has very old. Your literature I recently met.
Sometimes though they try and they may agree philosophically about Krishna, but then they will bring in Krishna's controversial personal life. They always do this.
Personal life.
Well, they bring in about always about the gopis and Krishna.
They just did that recently in Honolulu.
Philosophically they may agree, but then they will go and attack Krishna's
character.
His character.
But that because
even in India they do. they say Ram, he was better.
But what do you know about Ram and Krishna? You do not know. You are not a devotee. You have to learn this science. Manushanam sahasresu kasti jaludi. You are ordinary man. You cannot understand. Then one can criticize his father and mother also. They do something, do that. Kimunnat kama yetukam. My father has done harm to me. By lusty desire he gave me birth and I am certain they say that. So you can in that way criticize your father and mother. But that is not law. Law is father and mother should be respected. But you rascal, you can criticize your father and mother. You are such a rascal.
Because in India that happens a lot. Especially...
But then father and mother should not be respected. Because they indulge in sexual life and brought me into existence and I am suffering, then there should be no respect for father and mother. And then this sex life should stop and there is no need of big scientist, philosopher, because this indulgence will bring so many big men, they should be stopped. When Krishna is the father, why he should not have sex? Any father has no sex. So if you criticize Krishna, then you must criticize your father first. But that is not the law of nature, that is not the society. Law is different. Who will criticize his father? Any saint man? Will an innocent man do that? So you are innocent. Who is caring for your remark? You are innocent.
They're just envious of Krishna anyway. They're envious because they want to
watch that is the cause that they are criticizing. They are envious.
Oh yes.
That's how. The envious man can say anything.
Yeah, that is
that
I notice when they say that, I can notice.
But still Krishna is being worshipped. Here is Jagannath Krishna. Millions of people have come to worship. You are, let's tell you, make a decision. It doesn't affect Krishna's respectful position.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Krishna's life may have been controversial, still he was very strict sannyasi.
He never criticized Krishna. Rather, he was enjoying Krishna's love with gopis.
Ramesha
still
Ramesha still pasanam.
So you have to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not you.
Sukadeva Goswami.
Yes. You do not know what is Krishna. That is Krishna master everything, otherwise how is God? God's definition is that everything is emanating from Krishna. Janmadasya Jata. He is God. The original source of anything. Anything and everything, then is God. So if sex life is not in Krishna, then what from it comes? Does it drop from the sky? You rascally do not know the science.
And with Krishna states there's no inebrities.
Hmm?
With Krishna, when Krishna has sex life, there's no inebrities. There's no abortion, contraception. With his sex life, there's so many bad things.
Now, first of all, where from the sex life come if it is not in God? You make God important, but we do not make. Why you should be important? Then he's imperfect. If he is not potent, then he's imperfect. But God is all perfect. It's like a tuberculosis person. To him, doctor says you don't have sex life. That will mean your death. But does it mean sex life is bad? The tuberculosis person, for him it is bad. Not for the sane man, not for the healthy man. So, when sex life is advised to forbidden, that is for the diseased condition. But who is never diseased, who is perfect, for him there is no forbidding of sex life. So, you do not understand that in this material condition you are suffering only. You have no brain. Therefore morality, immorality, good, bad, there are. But when one is perfect, healthy, on him all the activities of life is perfect. Just like the physician advised me, you don't take salt. Does it mean so salt is bad? I am in a particular condition of this kidney trouble or liver trouble. For me salt is bad. But does it mean salt bad?
That's very good.
Similarly, sex life for you is bad, not for Krishna. You are thinking Krishna like Mura.
Yes. They try to equate themselves. Sex mode.
Yes. You are taking Krishna on your level. You are such a rasa. You do not know Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Manasanam Sahasresu, Kasti Jadati. Jatatama Vishidhana Kastiti. You do not know what is Krishna. You are taking him on your level. Therefore, you are trying to criticize him. You do not know what is Krishna. That is your ignorance. What is food for one is poison for another. So for you it is poison, not for Krishna. Krishna is God. He has everything. He can use everything. That is God. He is not restricted by anyone. Bhakta parakaram nanda. Who can restrict him? Then he is not God. If by a third class man like you, he is restricted of his sex life, then he is not God. It becomes under your control. But Krishna is Ishara Parama Krishna. He is the supreme control. How can be controlled by your so-called goodness and badness? So the conclusion is, you do not know Krishna, you want to bring Krishna in your level of understanding, and that is your foolishness. so we don't care for the fools like you. This is our temple. Abhijananti, that is replied, Abhijananti Mangamura. These are rascals, cooks, they criticize me. Thinks me that I am as good as a human being, manusha, dhanva, parambhava abhijananti. They rascals do not know what is my actual position.
Another
thing,
now, because they have gotten your books. Mm-hmm. Even the Christians, they have read your books, and they are saying, well, Krishna did this, Krishna did that.
Yes, he must do it, because he is God. Mm-hmm. You do not, you have no concept, and you explain. If there is no such thing, then where from he has come? God is the origin. In the Bible also it is said, God said, let there be creation. In the creation there are so many things. So therefore, everything comes from God. That is Vedanta philosophy. Janmata Sajata. So why do you say your God is like this? God has everything. Otherwise, how is God? There is no meaning of God if he is deficient in something. But you do not know.
But he's not, they say he should be exemplary.
Huh? God, no, God is not bound to prove his example character to you. You are a rascal.
And how will I know what to follow?
Hey, you learn. You come to me. I'll teach you and beat you the truth and teach you. Come to me. Why I am here? Come. I shall beat you the truth and teach you. Then you will learn. You require some beating with shoes. You are a bad student. I'll do that. Come on. Yes, I keep always my shoes for my bad students.
You can beat me, Shri Prabhupada. I'd like that.
Yes. A student who is more chastised is advanced. Guru Mare Murkha Deti Kari Rasasa, Krishna Mahaprabhu. My spiritual master Swami is a grand fool, therefore he is chastised. That is good. The more we remain a grand fool, then men will may advance in spiritual process.
Satan Vam says, Guru Mare Murkha Deti Kari Krishna,
he was Murkha. You are his use of Pratihata. Pratihata means checking. When your devotional service will make progress, in spite of checking, that is purity. Ahituti Apratihata. Jenapa some procedures. That is pure devotion. I was attacked by heart attack thrice. While on the ship twice.
On the ship twice?
Particularly 2 days. Actually, I would have died on the ship before reaching your country. I could not understand that heart attack. The pain was so severe, I thought I am dying. And it was done 2 nights. And I was very much afraid that on the 3rd night that if this night also again some pain rises up, then I will die. The third night is not pain, because suspended is carrying me up. And you know it, with left side was paralyzed.
Left side. We had to massage constantly.
But they were arranging for some operation.
Yes, those doctors.
I told Krishnananda, give me massage.
I can remember. I wheeled you down.
That was also very painful, the state.
They wanted to take some blood, and I had to stop them.
They were examining my brain. Then I thought, I must go. I told him, doctor, I'm all right.
They wanted to do so many tests. They wanted to take also from the spine.
Yeah.
But they did that.
Hmm?
They did give you that spine.
Never call doctor, never give me hospital, let me die peacefully if I am in trouble.
Yata Maharaj had many doctors.
He has suffered too much. I was continuing my disease, Akul.
And you had one house? Near?
Many houses. I was not sleeping at night. And there was some sound, go in my ear. The body will be there, there will be so many troubles. And Krishna's advice, they will come and go, don't care for themselves. Agama paina nitya, tarvidhi krishava. Matrasvar sattva gomtiya, siddhasma sukhudukkada. Agama paina anitya, tarvidhi krishava. Bodily, mental, by enemies, so many impediments will come. What can be done? We have to tolerate. That is material world. We cannot expect smooth, very happy. That is all. Krishna advising Arjuna what to speak of us, what we are, in comparison to Arjuna. He is his personal friend. Talking with him, he is a tantric person. Krishna says, I will make some magic, he will have no problem. Tantric person, well, just some tolerance. Never gave him a tablet. Doctor. So he had to do that. As the modern guru says that I give him some ass, there is no trouble. Krishna did it, so he did not tolerate the question. He could have said, I'll give you some ass. Your ass, I'll give you some ass. Neither Arjuna asked for it. Why you are asking me to fight? Give me some ass. I'll throw. He was not such a fool. Then we ask some magic from Krishna and kill his enemies. Actually, false.